This podcast is sponsored by Science-Based Learning. Discover effective language acquisition with their unique system combining ebooks, audiobooks, and videos with an online practice app using spaced repetition to boost retention. Visit sciencebasedlearning.com today.
Master Spanish Imperatives, Essential Guide for Beginners. Discover how to use Spanish imperatives in everyday conversation. Perfect for those learning Spanish, with tips for polite and irregular commands. How to use Spanish imperatives, your guide to giving commands in Spanish. Hey, if you're trying to learn Spanish, one thing you'll definitely want to get comfortable with is the imperative mood. It's what you use when you want to give commands, instructions, or requests. Basically telling someone to do something. Whether you're telling a friend, come here, or asking someone politely to please sit down, imperatives are everywhere in everyday Spanish. So how do you actually use Spanish imperatives? Let's break it down in a chill, easy-to-understand way. Kind of like how I'd explain it to a friend who's just starting out with Spanish for beginners. What exactly are Spanish imperatives? In English, imperatives are pretty straightforward. Sit. Go. Listen. Spanish has the same idea but with a bit more grammar involved because the commands change depending on who you're talking to. The imperatives in Spanish are conjugated forms of verbs used to tell someone to do something. The most common forms are tú, informal singular, you. Usted, formal singular, you. Vosotros, informal plural, you all, mostly used in Spain. Ustedes, formal or informal plural, you all in Latin America. Forming commands for tú, informal you. The tú form is probably the one you'll use most when chatting with friends or people your age. Here's the cool part. For affirmative commands, telling someone to do something, you usually use the third person singular form of the present tense. For example, the verb hablar, to speak, becomes habla, speak. For negative commands, telling someone not to do something, you use the present subjunctive form. So hablar becomes no hables, don't speak. Here's a quick cheat sheet. Hablar, to talk. Affirmative, habla. Negative, no hables. Comer, to eat. Affirmative, come. Negative, no comas. Escribir, to write. Affirmative, escribe. Negative, no escribas. The formal usted and plural command forms. If you want to sound polite or are speaking to someone older or in a formal setting, use usted. This uses the present subjunctive for both affirmatives and negatives, like this. Hablar. Hable. No hable. Comer, coma, no coma. Escribir. Escriba, no escriba. For plural commands, in Spain, vosotros is used for informal you all. Affirmative ends in id, id, or id. But in Latin America, ustedes is standard for all plural commands. Vosotros hablar. Hablad affirmative. No habléis. Negative. Ustedes hablar. Hablen. Affirmative. No hablen. Negative. Watch out for irregular imperatives. Just like in English, some Spanish verbs have irregular imperative forms that you'll need to memorize. For example, ir to go. Tú. Ve, no vayas. Usted vaya, no vaya. Hacer, to do, make. Tú haces, no hagas. Usted. Haga, no haga. Decir, to say, tell. Tú. Di, no digas. Usted diga, no diga. These irregulars pop up a lot, so it's good to learn them early on if you're taking a Spanish language course or checking out some beginner Spanish lessons. Using imperatives politely. If you want to soften a command and make it sound more polite, try adding por favor, please, after your imperative. For example, habla por favor, or no comas eso, por favor. It's super simple but makes a huge difference when you're interacting with people. Also, in casual speech, sometimes people add oy, hey, before a command for attention, like oye, ven aquí, hey, come here. Why imperatives matter when you learn Spanish. Imperatives are everywhere, from recipes and directions to classroom instructions and everyday conversations. The ability to give commands or advice is key when you're learning Spanish. If you're practicing basic Spanish phrases, adding imperatives can boost your confidence and help you communicate clearly and naturally. Besides, mastering imperatives ties into a broader understanding of verb conjugations and moods in Spanish, which is a big part of progressing beyond the basics. Science-based learning makes it easier. If you want to approach learning Spanish in a way that actually sticks, you might want to check out science-based learning. They offer strategies and tools to help you not just memorize, but really understand how Spanish works. Starting with basic imperatives is a perfect first step, and their methods emphasize proven techniques for faster, more natural language learning. Start your language journey now. Whether you're taking beginner Spanish lessons or brushing up on Spanish for beginners, make sure you get solid at imperatives. Tap into science-based learning for methods backed by research that can speed up your learning process. It's like having a coach guiding you every step of the way. All right, that's a good quick rundown on how to use Spanish imperatives. Next time you want to tell someone, "Come here," or "Don't do that," you'll be ready.